I want to take a moment and share a conversation I was having. Nancy and I were having this yesterday, and it's an important topic that I have a feeling all of you are feeling in one way or another. And I want to begin by saying, regardless of your politics, regardless of who you voted for, regardless of whether you're super happy that Joe Biden is in office or you're really depressed that Joe Biden is in office, because a lot of people are at both extremes on this issue. So I want to speak here to everybody. And specifically, I want to talk about people who feel discouraged and defeated and disconsolate right now because of not just the election per se, but also because of the way things are trending in this country. The things that are happening in this country that are bad, and more and more of these things are piling up. It's the country's becoming very secular, and if you look at how things have changed, you can see it shifting in a direction very rapidly. And a lot of people, maybe this describes you, maybe it describes people around you whom you love and care about, who are feeling very afraid and very depressed. My word of advice to you is don't feel that way. Now, I know you can't control your emotions. They're like the weather. They come and go. But here's what I'm saying. If you stop and think about it, recognize, oh boy, here comes the music. And I think I can just give you a short form. Don't forget that God wants you to be alive right now for a reason. This isn't happenstance. You're here for a reason. God wants you here right now. And that means that he has some role for you to play, whatever that may be. Could be a hidden role. Could be something more overt. But don't allow yourself to succumb to depression and anger and resentment and fear and discouragement. Jesus said, and I quote this all the time, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. This is not a time for you to be discouraged. This is a great time to be a Catholic. It's a great time to be a follower of Jesus. And if you allow yourself to wallow in discouragement or fear or any of those things, you're going to miss out on what it is that God wants from you and for you during this time. So shake that off and make an effort to shake it off. Don't wallow in it. Lift your head up. Move forward. As St. Junipero Serra said, siempre adelante, always forward, always forward. Don't be discouraged. This is a good time to be a Catholic. It's a great time to be a Catholic. And keep moving forward.